Section 2. You will hear a guide on a tourist bus telling passengers about the markets in a large city. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15 on page 4. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Welcome aboard the market tour, everyone. Let me tell you about some of the fantastic markets this city has to offer. Each one has its own particular feature that makes it unique. The Dudley Street Market mightn't be the oldest market in the city, but it's been part of the city market scene for at least 10 years. It's the place to go if you want plants of any kind, particularly the rarer varieties. It also has an enormous range of tools that'd interest any gardener. Take them home and get your hands dirty in the garden. And, what attracts most visitors, you can also go there for lessons to improve your gardening skills. In the middle of the city, you'll find the King Street Market. It's been going for a long time. Starting as just a small market 20 years ago, it's grown to become one of the busiest in the city. There's a really nice atmosphere there as people listen to live music and look at the stalls, and there's a special space set aside for people to gather and play chess or backgammon with friends over a cup of coffee. The Milton Street Market, located inside a disused warehouse, is not just a market but a whole experience. While you stroll around, you'll be surprised by mime artists and acrobats performing amongst the shoppers, which creates an atmosphere that is anything but ordinary. It's the place to go for reasonably priced jewellery. You can also purchase cheap designer clothing, new, not second-hand, mind you. It's open 7 nights a week and it attracts a lot of shoppers. The Makepeace Market is renowned for, amongst other things, its antique toys and novelty items. Children are welcome, of course, but parents need to make sure that they look but don't touch, because some items on display are quite rare. Stopping to have a coffee is a must at one of the popular cafe stalls there. People come from everywhere to sample the special blend that's unique to this market. And finally, the Holling Street Market. The stalls there are full of items that people have created themselves, such as clothing and bags and even furniture. In the past, some of the storeholders have offered classes, but not any longer. You'll have to be happy with buying that unusual item instead of trying to make it yourself. They also have a bit of entertainment there while you shop. A traditional band plays there each week.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20 on page 5. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20.
Okay, now we've just arrived here at the Fountain Markets where you'll have a few hours to look around. Before you get off the bus, look at the map I gave you earlier and I'll point out a few things. It's hard to miss the fountain at the front of the entrance. It's beautiful and obviously provided the name for the markets. Well, just behind it, you'll see a large area in the middle of the market. It's split into two. The smaller bit at the end is the tea section. I know a few of you are interested in this section. There's an incredible range. The fruit section is the larger bit. The selection is amazing, and it's all incredibly fresh, of course. As soon as you enter the market, you'll smell the freshly baked bread. It's sold at the stall just next to the fountain. You'll see this section is set up under the shade of a large tree. They bake a wonderful loaf and offer a wide range of baked goods, so be sure to sample some. Okay, I'm sure you've noticed the two enormous light towers, one on the left and one on the right. They're used for the night markets. Well, if you look next to the one on the right, you'll find the spices just before you get to the cheeses. I've pointed this section out because Fountain Market has become well known for its spices. They're used a lot in the takeaway food stalls. Okay, what else? Well, you'll notice the two large sections over to the right. One is where you can purchase a wide range of vegetables, and the other one, which is nearer the playground, sells meat and fish. Both these sections are extremely popular, so when you come here again, come early for the best produce. Do you see that large tree at the back on the right of the map? Directly under it, you'll find the nuts. They're kind of hidden away, so don't miss them. There is a good selection. They often give out free samples. Running along the back of the market is a narrow area with chairs and tables. Go there if you're feeling tired and want to relax between purchases.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.